Hi, this is Michael Palermo. In this ongoing series on how to develop for Windows 8 in half the time, this episode is going to focus on something very important. That is, when does the application or page actually start, and when can we inject our code in there so that we can access the resources on that page? Do you think it might be a problem or not? Let's find out. So in order to really get the full benefit of what we're talking about, I've created two projects. One project from the blank app template, another one from the navigation template. But first on the blank one, I want to showcase how does the app know what even file to start with? The package appx manifest clearly shows what the start page is. You can change this if you want, but right now we know that the default.html is in fact the start page. So I'm going to click on that file and just show that I've added one thing to it, a div with the ID of thing. That's it. I've also modified the CSS so it would do styling based on a class called Big. And I'll showcase that real quick. There it is. Now, at this time, the div is not associated with that class, but we're going to change that in our JavaScript. The default.js file contains right now an immediate function, and I'm going to attempt to query for that div with an ID of thing and set the class to Big. Let's see what happens. Oh no, I get this error. Basically what it's setting is, you're trying to set the attribute of something that doesn't exist. Dope. So I'm gonna stop, and now I'm gonna showcase why that happened. See, at this moment, I was trying to access this element in the in-memory DOM before it was even created or loaded. That's why I have this code surrounding it commented, and now I'm going to uncomment it and show that if we put this line inside of this event handler that says, hey, when everything's loaded, now you can go get it, well, let's see if that makes a difference. Haha! It works. It applied the style. Great. Well, how's that any different in a navigation app? Well, here in the Blink app, I had to create the event listener myself. But when I drill down into the navigation app, we'll note that in the default page, it shows that the actual starting page is home.html due to the benefit of having this navigation template. When I click on the home.html, I have added the same thing in here, a div ID thing, with the same CSS styling that would be applied. In the JavaScript for this, all we have to do is add that one line that does the change inside of our ready function. Let's see if it works. It sure does. Now we know where to start writing our code. So we learned where to write our code. If we're using a blank app template, we're going to create an event handler to start writing our code. If we're using the navigation template or some of the others based on that, we'll just go to the ready function in the JavaScript file. But you know what? There's some other things that happen surrounding the starting of our app that I think need some attention. Find out what that is in our next episode.